Janet Hoff and the WRJN News Center. Clear tonight, lows in the mid-50s. Full forecast details are coming up. About 900 We Energies customers in Sturtevant in Mount Pleasant lost power this afternoon just before 2 o'clock when a tractor struck a pole on 90th Street just north of Brown Road. A We Energy spokesperson says the power was restored just before 3:30. The outage reportedly affected the stoplights on Green Bay Road and Brown Road and Highway KR. The power was out from Green Bay Road west to 51st Drive and from 20th Street south to KR. Kenosha's letter from the grave case is headed back to federal court. Mark Jensen was convicted of poisoning his wife in 2008 after the jury was allowed to consider a letter Julie Jensen had written indicating that if anything were to happen to her, authorities should take a close look at her husband. An appeals court ruled the letter should not have been admitted as evidence and ordered a new trial. Since then, there has been additional case law leading Kenosha Judge Chad Kirkman to reaffirm the letter's use. Today, Kirkman canceled the trial.
It doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me as far as judicial economy to have a new trial on the same evidence as in the first trial.
Jensen's attorney, Deborah Vishny, disagrees, saying new developments have surfaced which could lead to a different result. She's appealing Kirkman's ruling to the same federal judge who overturned the conviction in the first place. Because of Kirkman's ruling to reinstate the conviction, Jensen will now be transferred from the Kenosha jail back to federal prison to await the outcome of the appeal. The Wisconsin Humane Society, which has a shelter on Chicory Road in Racine, is looking for foster families to take in animals displaced by the flooding in Texas. Spokesperson Angela Speed says the animals, mainly dogs and cats, are expected to arrive on Monday. And because the Humane Society's shelters are already nearly full, more foster families are needed in addition to the 300 who already take care of animals for the society. Speed notes the animals coming to Wisconsin are not pets who have been recently separated from their owners by the flooding.
Pets who were already in shelter, either surrendered or who have served their stray holds. So they're not actually pets with owners looking for them. They are going to be ready to go into our adoption program.
Information about becoming a foster family for the Wisconsin Humane Society is available on their website at wihumane.org/foster. The Racine Unified School District Board and Administration moving in rapid fashion to address demands of the state legislature with the threat of implementing an Opportunity Schools and Partnership Program and all it brings, while discussions with a State Department of Public Instruction official raised several questions. Chief Operations Officer David Hazen is the district's rep on the local joint review board for tax incremental districts, and he wondered about the impact of changing the district makeup, especially in light of the Foxconn project.
Presumably, Racine would no longer be part of that, and the economic engine that's driving some of the growth in the suburbs would be cut off because they wouldn't have that funding to create additional kids. And that's really critical because that could impact Foxconn and other things that are coming. So has anyone thought about that in the legislature? Is that an unintended consequence that they haven't quite thought about?
Top priorities for Racine Unified with the threat of a state takeover include immediate action on a revised handbook, possibly next week, and making sure it's compliant with Act 10 provisions, as well as improved test scores expected in late October or early November. A gift of $500,000 from S.C. Johnson and the Racine Community Foundation led to a formal ceremony unveiling the new S.C. Johnson Integrated Science Lab on the UW Parkside campus. Kelly Samro, the company's Senior Vice President for Global Corporate Affairs, Communication, and Sustainability, said S.C. Johnson believes in Parkside, education, and the sciences.
Just several miles up the road, we have 500 scientists on our campus. They make the great products that really fuel our company. It is about science. And I hope with this new lab that we continue to make science cool for men and women and boys and girls and people of all color.
The new S.C. Johnson Integrated Science Lab, located in Greenquist Hall, includes a partnership with Shimadzu Scientific Instruments for a broad range of analytical equipment. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.